It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We just heard from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, and today is Lloyd Cole's birthday. And before that, music from Molly Birch, who's a recent transplant to our fair city. We're now in Studio 1A. We're live. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers today. And we'd like to welcome Daisy O'Connor and her sizable band. Welcome.
Thanks.
You have a new album coming out. Maybe it's out already, called Light Chasers.
Coming out Friday.
Friday, all right. And not coincidentally, Friday you'll be at the Cactus Cafe for a big CD release engagement.
Yes.
Kind of exciting.
Yep, we're excited.
All right. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, I thought you were just going to come in with an acoustic guitar and we'd do a little folky thing, and you brought this big band, not a big band, but five gentlemen with you, so we'll have a full sound this afternoon. All right. Well, let's have you do a tune. It's Daisy O'Connor and her band live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
When you're not looking, the road will wind through you, yellow line searching. So take a breath, you've hurried enough. The answer's running through your blood and heart and bone. Dancing on the roof, we are the light. The dawn will drive through all your dark detouring. So take a step, calm your mind. The answer's buried in your spine and in the pines. Catching fireflies.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Daisy O'Connor and her band, and I take it that's the title track from Light Chasers.
It is.
So where did that song come from?
That song was born out of a poem by a guy named Tyler Knott, who lives in Montana, and know him through our friend Gregory Allen Isaacoff, another poet and songwriter, and our friend Landry McMeans, another artist and songwriter, and I were thinking about songs to write, and he has this poem called Chasers of the Light. And I said, we should write a song called Light Chasers. So we each wrote our versions of Light Chasers, and mine ended up being the title track of my new album. How about that?
Oh, there you go. So you have a kind of an interesting story. You're from rural Washington State and grew up kind of in a closed community. You were homeschooled in kind of a religious background, and did some social work in a domestic violence center.
Yes.
And when did you realize you had this talent for music, this beautiful voice?
I don't know when I realized it. I started kind of playing songs in my mid-20s when I was a social worker. I discovered my friend Gregory Alan Isakoff, a fantastic songwriter, at a house show just in my friend's living room, and fell in love with folk music for the first time. And I had not previously been a fan of the singer-songwriter genre, but I found one that I liked, and I started listening to him and started writing my own music, and he heard the songs and liked them and encouraged me. So it's been about probably 6 or 7 years since I started singing and playing songs.
Mm-hmm. So that must have been a pretty interesting experience as a social worker. How did that experience kind of impart on your music and your songs?
Well, part of why I made the transition was because I got into social work hoping to help people. And then, as you know, you are a former social worker also. Sometimes you realize within the system that maybe you're not helping people as much as you would like. The system's broken. There's not as many resources. You're showing up every day and helping the same people with the same problems year after year after year. And I started to realize that the public speaking work I was doing, I ran a prevention and education program that was based around healthy relationships and personal empowerment, which help reduce rates of domestic violence and sexual assault. And during that process, I realized my public speaking was going a lot stronger than the rest of the program. I felt more effective when I was in front of a crowd, and people seemed to pay attention when I talked. I think it's because I'm kind of goofy looking and can bring a lightness to tough situations and topics. So I slowly decided to start transitioning towards writing and focusing on processing what I'd experienced through the written word and sharing it, and it seems to be going pretty good so mm-hmm. far.
And how did you end up in Austin, of all places?
My friend Shawnee Kilgore, another fantastic songwriter, moved here about 7 years ago, and I had a week off as a social worker, and I'd always wanted to go to Austin, so I flew down here, and for the first time in like 9 months, I wasn't cold. It was in like June. It's still very cold in Washington mm-hmm. in June. I was like, oh, I like this place. And her boyfriend picked me up, took me to Flipnotics. We ended up on a rooftop downtown, hung out with Jamie Harris, a whole bunch of musicians, and I just felt instantly accepted and loved in a way I'd never felt before. Austin just wrapped its arms around me, and I've been here ever since.
And how long ago was that?
That was almost five and a half years ago.
Okay.
Almost
we're,
six.
We're
Whoa,
here with
math.
Daisy O'Connor, who has a new album out. Actually, it's going to drop on Friday, which is the day of her gig at the Cactus Cafe as a CD release party, and she's here with her band. You want to take a moment and introduce the gentlemen? I know some of them play on the album.
Yes, a lot of these fellows played on the album. This is Simon Page on pedal steel. He played on the record. Matt Shepard, Matthew, on drums. Christopher Cox on bass. Jinx McGee on guitar. And Darwin Smith did not play on the record, but he is playing all kinds of things today, keys and synths and guitar and singing. We're happy to have y'all.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We're here, as I said, with Daisy O'Connor. We're live in Studio 1A. We'll get you to do another one.
Sit and watch them roll. Forget what we were saying. Turn and watch the dawn. The ground cannot hold us. What's made is meant to rust. The scriptures in the closet. The words have turned to dust. Walking fast but moving slow on those mornings you don't. critics leave their comments. When your card game's a cliche, dive deep into the water, open arms up to the waves. The sun asks for your dance, burning up what isn't bright. Spin until you fall apart, even wrong turns come out right. And it took me long enough to find I'm running in one place, another bitter broken record, etching lines into my face. Street lamps shooting stars when the moon from the sting. Listen far as you can hear the can upon the string. Everything can sing.
Daisy O'Connor and her band live in Studio One, live in Studio 1A.
Yay.
And that's another tune off the new album. It's one called Street Lamp, and the album, which comes out on Friday, is called Light Chaser. And Daisy, will you be with your band on Friday?
Yes, this is the crew, Cactus right. Cafe right. crew. I had to bring the whole band, Deirdre said.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
We did
so
it.
You and the band will be at the Cactus Cafe on Friday night for big CD release party. All
yes.
right.
We'll see you there, Austin.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in today. The band's going to do one more tune, and the whole three-song set will be up shortly on our website at kutx.org. Thanks to Cliff and Jake, our engineers.
Yes.
Thanks to Daisy and her band again for coming in. And
thanks
playing.
For having us.
Best of luck with the new album. You're going to take it out on the road?
I will be. I was in a bad car accident a few months ago, so everything's been a little waylaid, but I will be getting back on the road. I'm working on booking some Northwest and Northeast tours.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I'll have some tickets to give away to Dean Ween and probably a few surprises along the way as well. Thanks for tuning in. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.